Inside Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, listen, folks, if you were tuning into the show, you know, for the period of time we've been on now, you have undoubtedly heard that I've got a military background, that I spent time in both Afghanistan and Iraq. And I was literally on the air when the news broke that we were pulling out of Afghanistan, abruptly, by the way. And it broke my heart to hear the way it was being handled. And then at the same time, I even had veterans calling into the show. I had a Gold Star mother call into the show, and it became very emotional on the air. It was emotional for me. And then it became even more so when you take into account the fact that the Afghan people, there's good people over there. Not everybody in Afghanistan is a Taliban warrior, all right? Or fighter. And my own interpreter, Hamid, has been on the show with us, two or three times, talking about his own family members who were still stuck there, some of whom are U.S. citizens with passports that could not even get out when allegedly they were told to go to the airport. They couldn't even get through the gate. But folks, there are people right here in Alabama that have been doing amazing things to try and evacuate those folks who we left behind. It's been 67 days now since the Biden administration bailed out and left behind American citizens and fighters who served alongside of U.S. troops and those who served the U.S. embassy, people with SIV status, special immigrant visas, and green cards. I mean, they're all left behind, and yet we have folks in the private sector who have been bending over backwards and spending their own time, effort, and money to get people out. And one of those is coming on the show with us right now. Dr. Ron Lee is going to be here now. Ron, thanks so much for calling in today. And you're with Operation North Star, and I want to be clear. I'm not going to breach operational security. If you want to name names of cities, you do that. I'll try not to, unless it's okay with you. But Dr. Lee, thanks for being on the show today.
Well, thanks for having me. Can you hear me, Phil?
I can hear you just fine. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Thank you for having me, Phil. And I appreciate the opportunity to shed some light on some of the things that you're talking about and trying to get some of the help some of these vulnerable Afghans get out. But Operation North Star really is started from a group of American veterans, former government workers that worked alongside Afghans who support our efforts there in when we were there for the 20 years or so, and so when like you said when the state of Afghanistan collapsed so quickly, a lot of these people were caught behind the lines, and we're just trying to help get them out. Not everybody was able to get inside the walls of the airport, and it was heartbreaking, and that's how I ended up meeting these other veterans, and as we were trying to get our own interpreters out and other soldiers that we had worked with when we were over there.
And Ron, so everything that you're doing through Operation North Star is privately funded. People have the opportunity if they want to. They can go to your website, by the way, which I think is at operationnorthstar.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so OperationNorthStar.com describes the work that y'all are doing, every bit of which is privately funded. No one is receiving a paycheck for this. There's no compensation for anything that y'all are doing. Everything that comes in goes to, putting people up in safe houses, giving them opportunities to have food and take care of them until they can get on a plane, which you also have to pay for, you know, of course, the flight to get out. And you've had some good news recently. So to kind of talk about the processes and how you vet people, and then talk about the good news you've experienced here most recently.
So what we do is we have learned that the Taliban will not allow anyone to leave legally unless they have a passport. Now, they've kind of bent the rules a little bit, and they've allowed people to leave with expired passports and those who are visa eligible. So just about everybody that worked with the U.S. government and U.S. military are visa eligible. And as you mentioned earlier, a lot of those people had special immigrant visas, SIVs. And then some of the soldiers, commandos that we worked with over there, They're P1, P2 eligible. So everybody that worked with the U.S. Government or military is visa eligible. So what we've done is we use the donations that we get, and we put them purely and 100% towards taking care of these folks until we can get them on a launch pad and get them out of the country. I'm not going to go into all the details and all the different cities that we're using, but everything is legal, by the way. We're not crossing any borders illegally that we're not supposed to. Our way is to get them to the airport, get them a ticket, and we're partnering with different groups on paying for flights. So each flight is pretty much made up 100% of the people that we're trying to get out. So once we get them to the airport that we need them to get to, then we work on the next flight. And so we've worked with Argo. That's another organization. We've worked with Glenn Beck's group, which is the Nazarene group, and then their subgroup that's taking over these flights and coordinating these flights is Mercury One. So we've been partnering with a number of different groups, and to be honest with you, we could not have done this without these partnerships with other groups. The State Department does get involved, and so we work with them to make sure that the folks that we're sending over to, you know, our processing centers, whether they be in Doha or Dubai, they have the documentation that they need to then go on to the U.S. So, for example, somebody can have a passport, but if they're not visa eligible, they're not going to the U.S. They're probably going to go to Kosovo, which is a NATO-run operation, and then they'll probably end up going to another NATO country like Germany or Canada or France. So there's a distinction there, and I want to make clear, you know, the people that we're working with, we make sure that they are eligible to go to the U.S.
So, Ron, let me ask you this. You guys have had your frustrations, obviously. There have been times when the State Department was as much in the way as they were a help. But do you feel like things have streamlined somewhat? And what kind of success have you experienced in terms of getting people out and even to the U.S.?
So North Star, we've gotten about 400 people out. And it's a combination of American citizens, green card holders, and like I said before, visa eligible individuals. We've been in the beginning was a little frustrating because the State Department, like you said, seemed like they were hindering the process as much as they were trying to help. And sometimes it seemed more like they were trying to hinder the process. And it seemed like the rules were always changing. It was like a moving target. You know, they'd give us a bar and we'd meet that bar, and then they would raise the bar. And then so finally, as the kind of the dust was settling in the beginning, I think all of the organizations, including ours, have a fairly good relationship with the State Department. And my hope is that one day soon, the State Department is going to take this over. So we don't have to be paying for all these planes. You know, the State Department is going to realize that if somebody has a passport and they have a visa to go to the U.S., or they're visa eligible, then they can then be sent to a processing center like in Dubai or Doha. So that's my hope.
Well, Ron, listen, we are up against a short break we got to take. Can you hang on through the break? Because I'd like to come back and continue this conversation. Is that good with you?
Absolutely. I'll be right
okay. Here. And when we come back, by the way, I'm going to want to hear from you what it's been like to deal with the Taliban and how they have helped or hindered. And at the same time, I'd love to hear, give me one anecdote, one story where you feel like someone's life was positively impacted that you're aware of, if you know of any like that. I'd love for our listeners to hear that and personalize the moment here. But I think that'd be great. Listen, folks, it's Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We're talking to Dr. Ron Lee, who is one of those amazing people that is putting a whole lot of his own time, effort, and energy into getting our friends out of Afghanistan, where they were abandoned 67 days ago by the Biden administration. new days. He's gotten over 400 people out his organization has, some of whom were U.S. citizens. We'll be right back with more from Dr. Ron Lee. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Listen, I'm going straight back to the phones. Dr. Ron Lee is with us from Operation North Star, and Dr. Lee has been working along with other groups to evacuate our friends and our allies who were left behind in Afghanistan 67 days ago when the U.S. pulled out. And it's a very personal thing for me. It's something that you've heard the show. You know my own background in Afghanistan. I was also successful in seeing my interpreter come to the United States and become a very active and viable U.S. citizen, truly a member of the community. And he's been on the show. Hamid's been on the show with us at least twice. That being said, I want to go back to Dr. Lee. And so, Dr. Lee, I think you said you've had 400 or so that Operation North Star has been successful in seeing evacuated. And I was looking at your website, which is a beautiful website, by the way, OperationNorthStar.com. And it takes roughly $100 a day to feed and protect and to house these families until they can get on a plane, which you also have to pay for. Am I correct?
Exactly. Yeah. So we've been so fortunate with having such generous donors. You know, we've had so many people who are willing to give, and I will tell you that that we've in the very beginning, you know, we didn't know where this was going. You know, we were using our own money, and obviously to sustain somebody or to sustain a family until they can get on a flight and be approved to get on a flight. It takes time, and our first group, it took them 3 weeks of just waiting, and so we had to keep them in safe houses, and we had to you know provide them with funds to you know to eat every day, and some days you just didn't know how they were going to get by, but they find a way, and they don't complain, and I would have to check with them every day and say ask them, you know, do you guys need some money? And most of the time they would say, no, we're good, we're just going to get by with what we got. And I was like, well, I haven't sent you anything in a couple of days, you know, let me send you this. And they'd be so thankful, but I cannot tell you how appreciative a lot of these people are to be the recipients of our efforts. And I have really gotten to know a lot of the soldiers and veterans that I've been working with to get these folks out, and it's actually been a very heartwarming experience. And I'm glad to see that the American spirit is alive and well.
I agree with that. The American spirit is alive and well. Absolutely. Hey Ron, listen, we got about 3 minutes, and what I'd like to hear quickly, if you can, is how has it been with the Taliban, and is there any single one story you can tell in a very brief moment that could sort of, you know, enlighten folks to the personal touch that's involved here?
Sure. So the Taliban, they have evolved their relationship with us, so it's been pretty clear. And the irony of the Taliban is that as a large organization, they actually frown upon bribes, believe it or not, but it's the little individual soldier here and there, or you know, little group leader, who could be a little more open to it. But they are against bribes. But what they do want is that they want people contributing to their government because they have no income right now. To be honest with you, and in fact, I think they're having problems paying their bills. The most of the electricity is piped from Uzbekistan and Tajikistan up in the north, and the Taliban, I guess they didn't realize the administrative headache it is to run a country, And so they haven't even started collecting taxes to start paying their bills. So that's been interesting. But they do get some money from these flights, and I think that's one of the incentives that they have to keep these flights going is creating some sort of income, you know, from them. So having said that, I do have one anecdote. When I first got wind that the country was falling, I asked the medics that I'd worked with in Afghanistan. I said, "Hey, have you heard from Pardes? You know, because he was our interpreter when we were over there, and we all kind of had lost in touch with him. And then one of my medics said, you know, I found him on Facebook. Here he is. And so I contacted him, and I was able to get his number. And I said, "Hey, Pardes, what is going on? Did you make it inside? You know, the wall of the airport?" And he said, "No, sir. We've been trying for a week now. And it's just, you know, it was like a trying to getting through the gate was like trying to get through a caribou crossing. You know, it was crazy. You know, it's just you have 1,000 people in this walled gate entrance, you know, that you're trying to get through. And you know, it's a very slow process because they have to vet everybody. You know, look at the paperwork and the passport.
Ron, we're up against it, buddy.
And so, yeah.
Did you get him out?
Yeah, we got him out. We finally got him out. But it was pretty hairy there for a limit.
That's wonderful. Hey, Ron, I hate the fact that we're up against this hard break, but it's time to go, man. But I'd like to have you back on the show and keep us updated. I know you and I talk
Absolutely.
Offline, and we'll continue to do that. But I want to tell you how much, as a veteran of that war and as a U.S. citizen, I certainly appreciate the efforts of you and others who are doing all that you can to get our friends out of enemy territory. Hey, folks, that's Dr. Ron Lee from Operation North Star, OperationNorthStar.com. I challenge you to check it out. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back with open phone lines, 866-494-9866. Be right back.